Blog Talk Radio.
Only in America, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, a show about disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice and advocate, voice your concerns, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which means inclusion into society, which means living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your network and you'll increase your net worth. And behind microphone number two is the hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee. And welcome again to our listening group. We appreciate you. And this is Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. And yes, I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. And even though I've been blind for more than 50 years, when I was a mere lad of 13 years old on 4th of July in the DMV where I live, a firecracker, which we call a cherry bomb, exploded in my face and blinded me in both eyes. But in spite of that, every morning I rise, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings and how are you today, Miss Renee?
Reverend Ray, I am great. I think we can finally pack away the summer clothes. I think fall is really here.
You think fall has fallen on us, huh?
I do.
Well, and Ms. Renee, you know, the wonderful thing about October, and I know you always appreciate the fall weather and the trees are turning different colors that you share with me, and you just make it sound so colorful with your exuberance and all and innocence of describing it, and I really appreciate that. And you know, October is the one month for us sports fans that all four, and I guess if you are really worldly, all five sports a play. We got professional football, professional baseball, professional basketball, professional hockey, and for those who understand, world football, soccer. So we have a whole lot going on in October, not to mention Meet the Blind Month, National Disability Employment Awareness, National White Cane Safety Day, and then Columbus Day, and then we ended with goblins and ghouls and ooh, Halloween. So
well,
this is
not.
Yes.
I just want to make an observation that we're now becoming more politically aware. We don't refer to it as Columbus Day anymore, Indigenous Peoples Day or Original Peoples Day. People have gone back and looked at the history of Columbus, and he did the New World no favor. So we're trying to get away from giving him kudos for bringing disease and enslaving people, et cetera. So all the rest of them are right. I guess that's why there are 31 days in October. You need 31 days to get it all done.
I'm telling you. And getting it done, we're going to do it. So what if we don't have a guest today. So what is our topic, Ms. Renee, and our rundown?
Well, of course, we always begin with the adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico. Then in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, news which affects the disability and senior communities. Each week you challenge us, Reverend Ray, in your call to action. And today, politics. Yep, your mailbox is full of circulars. The candidates' pictures are peering at you from the highway signs. But no one has asked you what's important to you. And most importantly, does it really matter? And today we take a look at politics from the average person's point of view. So back over to you, our always politically correct Reverend Radio Ray.
And I think most of my colleagues.
I haven't had my vitamins this morning.
I see. And I would think most of my colleagues and friends and probably family would say, I don't know when he ever was politically correct. But anyway, we'll explore that another day. So, you know, I like to start the show with the adventures of Mr. Ray, and that would be Reverend Ray, and the German Shepherd, seeing that dog, Mr. Ray Tico, that 100 pounds of wonder. And that is brought to you by our good friends, the Big Bad Wolf, W-O-O-F, Wolf, Wolf. And please check them out at their website, thebigbadwolf.com. They have so many things going on in the community. Miss Penny, the owner and founder, they just so involved in the community with all the different things they do. They even have Sunday, I think it's the fourth Sunday, check it out on their website, that they call Yappy Hour, okay, where people bring their dogs and they have Yappy and enjoy themselves and swap stories about their dogs and share information. And also check that out at her website. And the adventures is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf. And you can also reach them at 202-747-3434. That's 202-747-3434. And let Ms. Penny know that you have seen Mr. Ray Tico spreading around, and his coat looked wonderful, his eyes was clear, and he's just a handsome boy. And so what we want to, from the dish bowl of Mr. Ray Tico, no adventures, because Mr. Ray Tico had a little infection in his ear, and it doesn't come from anything in particular. Dogs that have sometimes the big ears or the floppy ears, you have to really, really pay attention because they can get bacteria and infection in the ear. So there's a wash that you can purchase that you can rinse their ears out periodically and, you know, and have them checked. Just overall, when you're every 6 months, you have your pet check for persons that use in service animals. They should get the animal, you know, they should have their partner or check every 3 months or so because that service animal is so important in your well-being. Check out your service animal. And the other thing from the dish of Mr. Ray Tico is that people do not feed your animals things that animals have no business eating. All right, yes, some of you probably can afford to give them the best steak, the best cut of this, the best cut of that, and all. Or you sitting there and you eating something and your dog looking at you or your pet and you see what that human feeling is doing to you. So please don't give it to your pet. Because there are certain foods, because of their system, they should be eaten. And there's a lot of foods that human beings eat that your pet have no business chomping down on, okay? So that's from the dish bowl of Mr. Ray Tico, and it's brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf. That's W-O-O-F, Wolf, Wolf. And in the news, the good, the bad, the ugly, issues that affect persons with disability and seniors. A lot of bad things from this administration is not good for people with disability or seniors. But This is during the by-elections, and one of the things that Uber is doing, and that's a national company, I think international, but they are providing free rides for persons with disability and seniors to get them to the poll, and some of the other cab, I guess they call them there for hire vehicles, because they're not just taxi cabs anymore. So, such as Lyft and others, and I understand there's some reduced fees, but you need to check with your particular area where you live at. But they are providing that service to people to the polls. Now, I don't know if they're going to wait for the person and give them a round trip back, or how long you might have to wait once you get there. That information they didn't share. They just said, and you can go on their website and find out more about that particular program. Now, I hate to say this, but this is bad in the news. One of the things is that we're getting a lot of complaints about, and people are going to the hospital boards, is that for people with disability and special people in wheelchairs, the examining tables that they have to get up on, it is not designed for a person in a wheelchair to be able to transfer to get on that examining table. So sometimes you got assistant and the doctor, or assistant and somebody else trying to lift people up on that table. And there have been some people that just rolled off the table on the other side. So that's not a good thing. And then also for the MRI machine, you know, where people have to get an MRI, they are not able to accommodate some people in wheelchairs, especially people that cannot transfer at all. They have no movement in arms or legs, and, you know. And so especially the newer hospitals that are being built are being refurbished. Their organizations that represent persons with disability is trying to come to a understanding or accommodation to have that type of equipment installed. And that type of equipment does exist, okay? It does exist. It's a matter of the hospital is being aware of that accommodation and fitting it in their plans. And it's always better when the persons with disability is at the table when these architectural plans and blueprints will be drawn, not that given technology and building equipment and stuff now that they cannot be built out in the existing hospital, but it's just much easier. All righty. So, and the ugly is that we got a report that September the 30th in Washington, D.C. at the Veterans Administration, the ABLE 1 program, this is a program contracted for a person with disability to work in various government agencies, well, the Veterans Administration, decided not to renew their contract with the Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind, so they terminated or let go or didn't, whatever word you want to call it, they did not retain that contract. And 22 blind individuals lost their job. And some of these people had worked there for more than 15 or 20 years. And they tried to meet in the National Federation of the Blind, American Council for the Blind. They tried to come to the table and have a discussion with the decision makers of the Veterans Administration to see, well, if could they readjust the contract if it wasn't lucrative, you know, if there was a financial situation or whatever, and they weren't able to renegotiate, and then they wanted to know if some of the people can be rehired, and the decision makers of the Veterans Administration said no, they was hiring within. So And I'm sure that's not the end of it with the National Federation of the Blind and American Council of the Blind, so we will keep you up. But, you know, like we always say, you could be one paycheck away from homelessness. And so we don't know what the financial situation is of these 22 individuals, but we all want to do some investigating and talk to some of the individuals and see what the situation is. So just keep them in prayer. And so in the news have been brought to you by the real-time pain relief, the best-smelling, most effective real-time pain relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on, and the pain is gone. Now we're coming to call to action. And you heard some of the in the news items I just spoke of. We need to be more involved, and I say we include myself or people with disabilities, and we need to be at the table. We need to be part of organization, consumer groups. We need to be able to have people recognize us. It's easier for people to negotiate with you, to be sympathetic to what your concerns are if you at the city council at meetings, if you at the county council, if you at down at your capital of your state. You need to be visible and you need to be involved. When people see you face to face, it's a whole different mindset when people understand what your issues are and they can put a face to it, a real human being, not just a 20% of, 90% of person with disability is unemployed. You know, when they can see nine people that have a disability, they know by name, by sight, it makes a whole difference when it comes to if they're going to pay for a program for a person with a disability than just some statistics. So that's my call to action. So please be part of the solution and not just part of the problem. So, you know, our motto is, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl, but just keep moving forward. And my double negative motto, just don't do nothing. Just please do something. Over to the host of With the Moses and microphone number two, Ms. Renee, to kick off our discussion with an average Joe.
Or Jolene. Well, now lots of terms are used in politics, and you know, your call to action, sometimes the barrier for a lot of people is that we don't understand all of the terms and that kind of thing. And so today we're going to explore a couple of ideas about politics. I think early voting begins next week in some states, and all voting, I believe, is November 6th. But, you know, lots of terms are used in politics, and we thought we would just take a little bit of time to dissect some of those. And one of them is identity politics. And Reverend Ray, you just alluded to this, that when people have a face with a name or they have a face with a situation, they're more apt to be empathetic, at least to hear you out. So one of the terms I want to look at is identity politics. And what that does is that divides us up by race and ethnicity, religion, age, ability, disability, gender. And the question to you, Reverend Ray, your thoughts on this, is can we come together in spite of our differences?
Well, Ms. Renee, I would like to answer that in two ways. One, I'll answer that from a worldly view, and the worldly view is that people react based on two things, and I don't care what the issues are. It's based on what pleasure is going to bring them, family and friends, or the pain they're trying to avoid. And often these different groups and all that's trying to work together on coming together on certain issues, like let's just take what they're gonna what the salary now want to be. You know, we're talking about the $15 or whatever hour. Well, on two sides of that, you got the people that want to make the $15 and more, and then you got the people on the side that that's paying the $15 or more. And so it's hard for those folks sometimes to come together. Being on both of those spectrums, sometimes it's hard to negotiate and make the other person understand, you know, what it's going to cost each other. And a lot of times I think people just don't share enough information with each other, because I think sometimes the business person, if they share with the employees, you know, what their bottom line is sometime and how they get there, and then I think the employee might can better understand why this particular business cannot make pay them not only a fair salary but a living salary. But then on the other hand, you look at another organization that making, as a kid said, buku money. They don't want the employees to see that book. So and from a spiritual point of view, we know that there's going to be discourse with people just because and we won't get into it, the biblical situation, that this is a world that's going to have these kind of problems. And I won't get on that. I'll save that for my Christian program. But sometimes, and what I like to use sometimes, Ms. Renee, is you're not going to get, each side not going to get everything they want. But I have learned to say, can we live with this? And often people can, might not get everything they want or totally agree with some, but they can get to a point where they can say, okay, I can live with this for now. And it's for now. Okay.
Well, you know, that brings me right to my next question. Is the two-party political system the answer?
Well, I don't know if a lot of people understand the way the two-party system came about. It didn't come about because one day two groups of people got together and said, well, you know, I'm going to start this party, Unfortunately, it came out of slavery. During the 1800s or more than the 1900s, and it came out of slavery. That's how the two political systems came. There was the Southerners that wanted slavery, and there was Northerners who did not want slavery. And both of them, when you really dig below, it wasn't about enslaving persons for free labor. It got to the point where it was about negative economic situation for the North. So they forced the issue about slavery, and so therefore you ended up with the two different parties. So it wasn't that, you know, it was like a baseball game and they chose sides, but it came out of slavery. The two parties was born out of slavery, and that's why probably – you can never get a third party or fourth party can never get traction.
Well, let me ask you this. Then does it behoove a group of folks to become independent?
Well, you're going to get a small percentage of people that's independent, but unfortunately, the way the political system is set up, there are states that you cannot even vote on certain levels of government if you're independent, because there's just no mechanism for that. Now,
right,
nationally,
right,
you can vote for the president, but there are certain municipal, a city, state, county, that, you know, you just cannot vote because there's no there's no a mechanism built in the voting.
But you know,
go ahead.
Right, because I know in the by-elections, I was in a polling station, a man wanted to vote, and they told him he couldn't vote in the by-election, but he could vote in the general election. And he was very confused as to why he couldn't. And a friend pointed out something to me that I had not considered. She said, an independent can vote for a weak candidate and they can win, or they can vote, you know, to tip the odds for a candidate that maybe somebody doesn't want. So when you know, the good thing about having a discussion is that oftentimes people point out things to you that you hadn't considered. And so many times, as soon as we say certain names or certain political parties, we close our eyes to what they wanted. But let me jump in real quick here. You talked about the North and the South, and we think of that as almost as ancient history now. But, you know, right now there is another term that it is used a lot, and that's called dark money. And a lot of people don't realize that this came out of a decision made by the Supreme Court in 2010. And what it did is it gave a politically active nonprofit, they could raise as much money as they wanted, and they could spend it in order to influence the election. But that's not the end of it. So they could raise unlimited amounts of money, and they were not required to disclose their donors. And we're talking about big money. I don't know if people realize $300 million was spent in the 2016 election. And if you have been sleepwalking through most elections, all of a sudden now politics are everywhere. It's everywhere because $300 million was put on TV and print ads, et cetera, et cetera. And my question to you is, should we reverse the dark money? Is that, you know, right now there's a movement called Fair Elections, and what they want to do is reduce the influence of big money. They want to give everyday people a stronger voice, and that small donations from ordinary people would then be matched. Is that the answer, or is there another answer?
Well, there's not another answer, and that's not the answer, because you have to consider this. The dark money and the reasons the Supreme Court passed it, because, I mean, there was political people that put them on the Supreme Court, and that political person that put them, may it be Democratic or Republican president, put them there, that president was able to win the election based on money. Okay, based on a lot of money. So, of course, the Supreme Court, doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican, they're going to vote for that. But, and the reason that would not change, because it's not one party or the other that benefiting, both parties are benefiting from that lot of money. And depends on which party is running ahead right now, both of them are going to get the money, so it'll never change back.
Yeah. Well, you know, a friend of mine says all the time, it makes you think why these multimillionaires want to take the job of the president. He's only making $400,000, $50,000 expense account, $100,000 in non-taxable travel account, and $19,000 for employment. So it does make you think about it. Well, Reverend Ray, as usual, the clock has not been our friend, and we're running out of time. So I'm going to let you wrap up with our guests, tell them a little bit about what we, who we are and how they can get more information about us.
All right. Thank you to host with the most, and microphone number two, Ms. Renee. And you listen to Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show. We're here every Friday at this time. And you can check us out on blogtalkradio.com/marketingpulpit. You can listen to all our past shows, which are very interesting, and you can hear the humor of Reverend Ray and the beautiful voice of Miss Renee. And there are many topics that we cover on seniors as well as persons with disability. And please check out our website at www.sightandvisionradio.com. So my time is up, and I thank you for your time. until the next time, this is Reverend Ray, and I'd like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision. God bless and be blessed.